already taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never tell just what we are. Make damn sure you don't run and hide. You gotta prove you still can ride. Tell me verbatim. Take it on the chin from a
tell you I love. Oh, inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide, I can hide, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you understand. When I feel that something,
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
You'll be gone. like it'll hold. But music is my weapon of choice, of mass creation, my transportation to every nation, to every heart that pangs like mine. Music as my way.
In the USSR. Well, in the USSR.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Oh, I want to be left by the water. Feel the calm reflection of the day. Oh, I want to be left by the water. Won't you please let me go my own way? Feel the calm reflection fall. My heart is full and I forgot. Won't you wait for me? Won't you wait? Tomorrow will bring its own troubles. To be safe, I'm not a hero of any kind, but I'm working on by my own mind. Take me to the waters deep to find all that I am in the world so mean. Cause all I am and will be have never been held so tightly. It feels good. A softness in the air, but I can't stop thinking about love. And the world is falling down. My heart is full and I forgot. Won't you wait for me? Won't you wait? Cause all it feels good to know there's something here. I feel the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. By the time you decide to look up, I've missed everything. By the time you decide to look up, you'll have missed everything. All I am and will be never. never been held so tightly.
We'll be right back. morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. The great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Long and long,
walking for the clown,
long and long,
walking.
going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings?
Or they dropped the bomb!
When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes?
Or they dropped the bomb!
Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Wait, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford.